MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
And this edition of North Shore Today for Wednesday, November 27, 2024, is brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. Beverly and Marblehead educators get new contracts. Area food banks get much-needed support. Mix of clouds and sun today, upper 40s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 8:46 p.m. In the Salem News, Caroline Enos is reporting that the Marblehead teacher strike came to an end Tuesday night, as teachers and students return to classes today for the first time in more than 2 weeks. The Marblehead Education Association and the school committee finally reached a tentative 4-year contract for educators and custodians after months of stalled negotiations that boiled over into teachers voting to strike on November 8. There were concessions on both sides to reach the agreement, but also big wins for educators that will create better schools for Marblehead students, according to MEA co-president Jonathan Heller. And Paul Layton is writing in the Salem News, the Beverly teachers' strike has ended. Beverly School Committee President Rachel Abel said Tuesday night the two sides reached an agreement and school will be held today. The agreement ends a strike that began November 8 and lasted for 19 days. It forced the district's 4,600 students to miss 12 days of school that will have to be made up during vacation weeks or weekends. And on Monday, the Beverly City Council fell short of passing a resolution in support of more funding for the schools, with some councilors saying that was not the role of the council and would interfere with negotiations. Temporarily ceding her role as council president, Julie Flowers spoke in favor of the resolution, calling for more aid from the state.
What makes this moment feel particularly poignant, in addition to all of that, is because when we think about what is at the deepest center and core of what we're talking about right now, they're things that are at the very heart of what it means to live and move and grow together as people. Community itself, our education system, and our community's children. And while I am the parent of one of those children, I'm the mother of a BMS eighth grader, this matter really is a matter that is for all of us. Because, and I know every educator in this room knows this already, but the children of our community are our children. It doesn't matter if we're a parent in this moment or not. Our community's children are our children. And these are the things that pull at the heart of what it is to be community. Marion Wright Edelman, who is an expert in areas of education, community building, and children's well-being, once said that education is for improving the lives of others and leaving your community and your world better than you found it. The profound connection between education and community that her words underscore speaks to, I believe, why this moment in our city's life. To call on our partners at the state level to also join with us to fix school funding at that level as well, and to offer real and meaningful support to municipal public schools so that this problem doesn't continue to emerge. Our educators have been calling our attention to this for years, as some of our counselors have noted. It's our job here in Beverly to work on this, and I call on our state partners to work with us on this. Our state funding of education needs to also evolve, grow, and change so that we can do the best job that we want to do for our schools, for our teachers, and for our paras. And so it is that I really believe that it's important to stand for me, for my part, prepared and ready to be part of that work, of the healing and rebuilding ahead as well. And so for my part, I pledge that I'm very much here and present. I'm ready for the work, and I also wish to offer my own personal support for the resolution before us tonight for the good of our schools, our educators, our community's children, and our community as a whole.
That's Beverly City Councilor Julie Flowers. The entire special city council meeting can be viewed at BevCam. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber! Measure up. Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Stephen Higgins reporting in the Gloucester Times. The Thanksgiving tradition of supporting the open door in Gloucester and Ipswich and Beverly Bootstraps through contributions of turkeys and the assorted trimmings has expanded the local food pantry's total food contribution to the community. Julie LaFontaine, president and CEO of the Open Door, said the present need for food assistance is greater than in years past. This past weekend, shoppers donated 13,252 pounds of good food to help feed their neighbors through the holidays and beyond. Donations were received at Market Basket at 101 Gloucester Crossing Road in Gloucester and 231 Newburyport Turnpike in Rowley, at Stop and Shop at 6th Thatcher Road in Gloucester, at Shaw's at 127 Eastern Avenue in Gloucester and 146 High Street, Ipswich, and Crosby's Marketplace at 3 Summer Street in Manchester-by-the-Sea. Luke Acton writes on itemlive.com, a 40B proposal to build a senior living building at 40 to 42 Endicott Street in Peabody was unanimously passed during Monday's Zoning Board of Appeals meeting, despite initial controversy surrounding the project. Now, with several changes, including lowering the number of rooms from 68 2- to 3-bedroom units to 42 1-bedroom units, and an access location now on Beverly Street instead of Endicott Street. Now, with several changes, including lowering the number of rooms from 68 2- to 3-bedroom units to 42 1-bedroom units, and an access location now on Berry Street instead of Endicott Street, the proposal has gotten a significantly more positive reception. And Dave Rogers is writing in the Newburyport Daily News, the recent return of snowy owls to the region has rekindled a long-standing debate whether birders and photographers get too close for comfort for the birds of prey. It has also prompted the Parker River National Wildlife Refuge to issue a cautionary statement Friday after one was spotted on a refuge beach last week. In addition to a statement, the refuge offered a series of tips, including staying at least 100 yards away from the birds and other wildlife. Also, if an animal reacts to a person's presence, that person is too close. In sports, it's Thanksgiving football high school as tonight Marblehead plays Swampscott at Fenway Park. Lynn Tech will be playing Kipp Academy at Manning Field at 4 and St. Mary's versus Bishop Fenwick at 6:30 at Manning Field. Tomorrow, the prep takes on Xaverian, hosting Xaverian at 10:15 in the morning. All the other games are 10 o'clock with one exception. Salem hosts Beverly at 10. Gloucester is hosting Danvers. Peabody plays at Saugus. Masconomet visits Northeast Regional. Revere is at Winthrop. Lynn Classical versus Lynn English. Newburyport hosts Amesbury. Hamilton Wenham goes to Ipswich. And Manchester Essex at Essex Tech at 10. Pentucket at Triton, same time. And in a 10:30 game, North Reading is hosting Linfield. The Bruins lost to Vancouver last night 2-0. The Bees quickly return to action tonight when they play at the New York Islanders, 7:30 start. And the Celtics were off on Tuesday. They play again Friday in Chicago against the Bulls. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. We wish you all a very happy Thanksgiving. And thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.